gosh, today is a beautiful day, and so are you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Viral Report Podcast. Let's get this show on the road.
You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like.
Faces, I'm your wonderful host, Lamar. All right, now before we begin, if you're on YouTube, make sure you hit that like, share, and subscribe button, baby, okay? I hope your day is going well. And speaking of somebody's day not going well recently, was Louisiana rapper Boosie Badass. Now, you know, I swear Torrance Hatch, aka Boosie Badass, has some sort of demonic spirit that circulates around him because violence always tends to follow this man around. All right, everywhere he goes, he's attracting violence. There's some sort of nonsense that is playing out. If you're unaware, shots rang out in Huntsville, Alabama on the set of a music video Boosie was filming with another rapper, which left one person seriously injured. Now, after that shooting took place, cops arrived around 4:30 p.m. or so, and when they arrived on the scene, it said that they came across between 50 and 100 people making a dash for it, either on foot or in vehicles. Now, the Huntsville police said hardly anybody wanted to talk to him. Now, you know, I find it very oddly strange that a crowd of so-called gangsters with guns on set, okay, because these people were armed to the teeth, living that trap life and throwing up gang signs, was scattered like a pack of hood roaches once shots rang out. You know, Boosie appeared to not have a firearm on him in the video. You know, it just goes to show you how fake these people are. How do you have guns, but everybody goes into Forrest Gump mode? You know, if anything, you would think that these people, these so-called gangsters, hard to the core, would just start shooting at the person who's shooting towards them. But hey, what do I know? I'm just a struggling YouTuber, okay? When the police arrived on the scene, they did find one man, 20-year-old Randall Strong Jr., laid out on the ground with a gunshot wound. He was transported to a local hospital where Randall died from his injuries. Now, Huntsville police, you know, they did end up arresting and charging a 22-year-old man by the name of Christopher Quan Freeman. They charged him with murder. See, this is when fake keeping it real goes wrong. And his death supposedly happened over an argument while these two men were on set. In 2021, black men can't even disagree with one another without gunfire. That's just sad. I mean, at this point, y'all could be mad at these killer cops all you want, okay? But this internal genocide is drastically hurting our community. I wonder, will Randall's hood march for him? Will there be a protest out for him? I won't hold my breath. But if this was a cop killing, there'd be all kind of marches being orchestrated right now. The fact no one said a word to the cops on who the shooter was is just disgusting. And the only way the cops caught this man was Christopher decided to turn himself in voluntarily. So I'm hoping that was because his mom pressured him to do it. Yeah, you know, we really need to do something about this unwritten no snitch policy. If you see something, say something. If you're tired of people dying in your hood, say something. That's how things start to change. Because at this particular point, no snitching is the same as cops not snitching on one of their own. This is destroying our communities. No black man should be having to die because someone else disagreed with him or maybe somebody stepped on his shoes. This is just crazy. Since there appeared to be no bodyguards on site despite Boosie filming a music video and some random projects in Alabama that's totally foreign to him, I mean, come on. I'm going to have to highly recommend Boosie think about hiring a different kind of black security detail in 2021. Because he's tried the typical tall, 300-pound statue thugs, and he's tried the loyal homeboys to protect him. Now, I'm saying maybe it's time that Boosie tries something a little different. Somebody, you know, that can maneuver quickly when shit pop off. You've heard of Bruce Leroy.
You warmed up yet?
Yeah.
Yep, that was Bruce Leroy. Now, I want you all to meet the dude. We'll just call his little ass Bruce Hillroy from Ninja Hills Security.
I will sit right the fuck out. Any bitch think they're gonna fucking play with me? I'ma ask that bitch just for that. And guess what? If both of y'all think y'all gonna play with me at the same time,
you know, all jokes aside, I'm glad that Boosie was able to escape the situation unharmed, and he did later send out a tweet letting fans know that he was not the intended target. And rest in peace to the young man who was shot during this whole situation. Just crazy. Alright, so this is a part of the video where I want to know what you all think. What do you think about Boosie Badass always getting into trouble? Do you think that he has a demonic spirit over his head? What do you think we should do to curb all this violence in our communities? Because these are good brothers dying out here, y'all. And they're dying for an artificial thug lifestyle. You know, I just find it strange and weird how no one in the hood ever explains to these young men and these teenagers how when they join these gangs, there are no 401k plans, no pension plans, no health benefits, no paid vacation time off. There's not even any lifestyle benefits for their family if they end up dying for the street gang. Ain't that crazy? The funerals aren't, you know, they don't pay for the funerals, but you'll dedicate your life and die for an artificial gang that cares nothing about you. It's all about what you could do for the gang, but not what the gang can do for you. You get very little return on your investment, and that's what these black men don't understand. Instead of them being the first to sign up for street gangs, how about you encourage them to join the military? If they want to actually kill and shoot someone, why not just join the military, and at least you'll be compensated legally? And get this, there's legit perks for serving. Anywho, let me know your thoughts down below. Alright, remember to hit that like, subscribe, and share button, baby. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else, you know, our amazing podcasts are housed, I want you to hit that follow button, okay? I love you for listening. I'll see those beautiful ears in the next one. Peace. Oh man, this podcast may have ended, but the fun continues right here with other podcast selections. Or you can take it up a notch and head over to our YouTube channel to watch our well-crafted, entertaining videos. I love you for listening to this podcast. I'll catch you in the next one.